Hi, friends. I am here with some of our friends from DTK. I'm with Sarah Boyd.
And
Margaret.
Elizabeth.
And Elizabeth. And they're going to talk to me today about temptation. So they've already told me, and we've already talked a little bit about what temptation is, right? Because yes. I already knew that. Yes. Who wants to, like, tell us what it is or give us an example of temptation?
When somebody wants something but they can't have it.
When somebody wants something and they probably shouldn't have it, right?
Like, yeah. Candy, like when you have like 10 pieces of candy already,
yes.
And then you're like, please, one more.
Yes, yes, yes.
And then they're like, no,
you're not supposed to have it. That's right. That's right. So you're tempted to get that last one,
but you can't.
But you really shouldn't have it, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to give you an example, like, from my life. So my kids, don't tell Kennedy because she's right around the corner. When they were your age, I would tell them, like, not to watch scary movies. Because I was sure, like, they were going to have a hard time sleeping at night. And if they had a hard time sleeping, guess who else was going to have a hard time sleeping?
Yeah.
Me, because they were going to pop up in my bed, right? Mm-hmm. So I would tell them.
And they would be crying.
Crying and whining and, like, holding on to me, and so I can't sleep myself.
Like this, like,
right.
Grabbing onto
her. Right. Plus, scary movies should be for, like, older kids anyway, or adults, right?
Yeah.
Like, they were little. Like, they probably were even littler than y'all. So they were tempted to watch them anyway. So why do you think, like, why do kids want to watch them anyway?
Because it's cool.
It's cool?
I don't.
You don't?
Your friends say, oh, it's so cool. You got to watch a scary movie.
Oh, so peer pressure then a little bit sometimes, too.
Yeah,
you're like, sometimes it looks like cool.
Okay, so now I get it because I never understood why they wanted to watch them. So, anyway, what do you think? You know, Kennedy, do you think they listen to me?
No.
Nope. They would watch them anyway, and then I would not get to sleep as I thought. So, they couldn't really resist the temptation. And they would do it anyway, and I didn't get to sleep, and neither did they. So, that's one example. And you know, we've been talking about, over the past few weeks, about ways that the devil tried to tempt Jesus. Like, in this particular story, Jesus had been out in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights. That's a long time, right? Whoa, like... And Jesus not only had been out there alone for that long, Jesus didn't have any, wasn't eating. Jesus was alone.
Death.
Just out there, like, just praying and getting to know God, just out there alone, right? Mm-hmm. And so, it probably would be pretty easy to tempt someone who was
hallucinating.
Like, you're really, right, hallucinating, like, you really got to be really hungry then, right?
Yeah.
What would Jesus need at that out there like that? Like, what do you think would be easy to tempt Jesus with?
Food
for real, yeah. For sure,
food.
Yeah.
Maybe shelter,
yeah.
Water, people,
yeah. So the devil thought, okay, this is a good time for me to, you know, see what I can do with Jesus, see if I can, you know, tempt Jesus to do something. So anyway, we've talked about some of the different kinds of temptation, like the fruit snack challenge and stuff like that. Another temptation is like the temptation to show off. Like, you know, sometimes people want to be seen or heard more so than others, or, you know, just want to get a lot of attention. So that's kind of, it's kind of tempting to do that too. So that's another one of the ways that the devil tried to tempt Jesus, was to tell him to show off. And Jesus didn't do it. Do you think like temptation happens like every day for some people? Can happen every day for some people?
Probably.
Yeah. Candy's always around, right? You know, showing off, you know, chances to show off are always around, right?
Somebody
always in your house?
Sometimes in like your home.
And you're right, exactly. Like, you don't even have to go anywhere to get it. It's always just right there in your face. So yeah, I think it, you know, it happens a lot. And so, you know, that's something that we have to look out for. So this part of the scripture that I want to share with you describes how the devil tried to tempt Jesus to worship him. I know, right?
That doesn't make sense.
No.
Yeah. People are already worshiping Jesus. Right. Why would he worship?
Absolutely. Like, we know better than that, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. But Jesus was, what'd you think Jesus was out there in that? Right. Out there in that wilderness. So the devil's like, okay, I'm going to try it. So here's the story of that. It says, then the devil led Jesus to the top of a very high mountain. He showed Jesus all the kingdoms of the world and all the great things that are in those kingdoms. The devil said, if you will bow down and worship me, I will give you all these things.
I don't think I would want to have to be king of this one and this one.
Of everything, right? Yeah. That's a whole lot.
That would be give like somebody.
Right? You said who would give it to somebody?
Busy. How
do you give it to someone?
Busy.
You'd be too busy?
You'd be too busy to even have fun.
Right. So who wants that? And then the other thing is, like, does the devil even own it? Like, how can the devil even give it to?
How can he give it away?
Right. Yeah. It's not even his to give, right?
Yeah. And probably if he gets it, he will probably not like it.
Right. It's just so much. So the devil's kind of got some nerve with all that. Like, we know who we're supposed to worship, and goodness gracious, it's not even yours. Like, go away with that. So that was a lot, though. Like, all the things that the devil was offering, like, if you think about that, that's like everything.
Yeah.
Like, everything that you can see.
Yes.
It was all the things. Kingdoms, treasures, probably all the power. Mm. All that stuff, right?
Yes.
Oh, no. If I'm hungry, if I hadn't seen anybody in a while, what do you think?
Yeah.
At least think about it, right? I might think about it. I mean, probably wouldn't do it, but I might think about it. So, Jesus, we know Jesus was like, Jesus-like, godly, you know, part God, but Jesus was also part human. Mm-hmm. So that's the part that probably went, I don't know, this doesn't sound so bad. I'm mighty hungry, and I could have all of this, but I can see people, yeah. But we also know, like, the Jesus part of Jesus would say what?
Yeah.
No, I don't. I'm not going to be tempted by that. I'm going to be tempted, but I'm going to say no. And that's the best part. Like, Jesus didn't give in to the human temptation for power. And Jesus overcame the temptation and said no. And we know that, like, if Jesus says no and can say no under those conditions, so what about us?
We can.
We can, right?
We can.
And we probably should. But even if we don't, I mean, because we do, like, I eat the ice cream sometimes, the extra scoops, right?
Yeah.
You eat, like, if you've had the 9 pieces of candy, you go ahead and get the 10th sometimes, right?
Yeah.
Like, me, you know, online shopping, I've been home, man. I've been at home going, girl, you're not even going anywhere. Why do you need clothes? But I'm going and I'm shopping anyway, like, and shouldn't. So even when we do it, when we shouldn't, we know that we're going to at least be forgiven, right?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit. Yeah, it'll be okay. So Jesus ended up saying no. And Jesus used scripture to say no because Jesus knew God's word. But also, Jesus had just been praying for 40 days, right?
Yeah.
And 40 nights. So it was probably not so hard for Jesus to, you know, to be able to say no and resist that temptation. So, I mean, that's one of the things that I learned from this story is that after all that time praying and getting to know God, God's word kept Jesus from being tempted. So maybe if I read God's word more, because I need to read it more, and if I pray more, what do you think?
You will be less likely to be tempted.
Absolutely. I might be less likely to be tempted and be able to say no, right? So one last idea, like, so that's me and that's shopping and, you know, my candy and all that stuff. And you guys know me well. You know what I like. There's some brewing in there too, right?
Yeah.
A little bit of sweet tea. What kinds of things would, like, kids, like, what think about this situation. The devil is asking, is trying to get Jesus to idolize him. Mm-hmm. What kind of things do kids idolize that we might need to be thinking about? What kind of things do kids like worship? Or is it like people that they worship? Like, who's your favorite, like, celebrity? Or your favorite, like, toy?
Yeah.
Or your favorite thing to do that keeps you from praying or, you know, being in the Bible.
TV.
Like
TV.
Yeah. You guys like movies too?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have favorite people in the movies? Mm. No, not really.
Hello.
Oh, that's good. You probably
basically like all of them.
All of them? Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, it can be tempting to do those things. Like, it can be tempting to watch shows instead of, doing different things or things that you probably should be doing. So let's just keep that in mind. Like, who should we worship? God. Who should we worship only? Yeah, we should only worship God. And how can we know him best? How can we get to know Jesus best?
Pray.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And read the Bible too when you get a chance. Yeah. Awesome. Anybody else got something to add?
No.
No?
Girlies? Girlies?
All good. You guys did great. I love talking to you about this stuff.
Yes.
We'll have to talk again soon.
Oh, yes.
All right. Well, let's tell everybody at DTK we'll see them next time.
Bye.
Bye.